talk about how many times?
Five. Yeah, well, I'd ask, how many times do you go to town?
All right, do you turn her off on the You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that person, and you say, I'm not either, but how would you say it?
I would give a reason for my not voting for him.
All right, would you say, neither am I, or nor me either, or...
Neither am I.
Okay.
Neither am I.
This part of the head is called what?
Bar.
You go to the barber and have him cut your... What do you go...
Hair.
How about this?
Shave me.
What do you shave off?
My whiskers.
A long one.
Beard.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
Which one?
Usually the right ear.
Unless he was left-handed, right?
Yeah. Usually the right ear.
If someone's mom, then you say, take that chewing gum out of your...
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his...
throat.
All right, what's the outside of the throat called?
Adam's apple.
The goozle mean an Adam's apple.
Yeah.
Okay. And this part,
throat.
Alright, but if you wear if you tie around.
Around your neck.
Okay. You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
The flesh around the teeth.
Gums.
This part of your hand.
Pound.
This kind of part.
You thick.
Okay, and two of them?
Two, yeah.
Okay. A place where your bones come together.
Joint.
Upper part of a man's body.
Your breast.
As a man's body. You call it the same as you do a woman's body?
Your chest.
Okay. And if you say he's got broad this part.
Broad shoulders.
All right. You measure the height of a horse in what?
Hands.
The pain ran from his heel all the way up his...
leg.
At the end of your leg is your...
End of a leg. Your foot.
Alright, and you have two...
feet.
I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my... what's this part called?
Your ankle?
The front part, maybe.
The front?
You bruise
your chin.
The back part of the thigh is about midway between the knee and the buttock. You're squatting down on what?
Get down on your hookers.
Someone's been sick a while, but he's up and about now, but you say he still looks a bit... He's been sick, but he's up and about now, but you look at him and think he still looks just a little bit...
a little bit off, sweet.
All right, puny.
Puny.
Do you use the word pinky? Looks a little pinky?
I don't use that.
Okay. A person who can lift heavy weights, what would you say about him?
He's big fun.
A person who could lift a heavy weight, how would you describe it? Okay. A person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper. You say he's mighty?
Mighty pleasant.
Okay.
He's a mighty pleasant
man. Somebody like a teenager who's all arms and legs and always stumbling over his feet, you say he's mighty?
Clumsy.
A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain old...
fool. Exactly.
I wouldn't say that.
I know that one mighty well.
A person who has plenty of money and hangs on to it is what?
Oh, he's stingy.
Somebody who gets money and help from other people but doesn't give much or anything.
Free-hearted. He's free-hearted.
The word tightwad. You ever call anybody a tightwad?
Tightwad.
He was stingy.
Yeah, that's the same as tightwad and stingy. I've heard the expression.
Oh, excuse me, go ahead.
I've heard that expression lots of times. He's a tight wad.
When you use the word common about a person, what do you mean exactly?
Common.
Yes, sir.
Well, my term for a common person is a person that can acquaint himself, adjust himself to any situation.
Okay.
Whether it be rich or poor, he's a common person.
All right. Then you'd use it in a complimentary sense. You mean something good by it, don't you?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you ever use it in an uncomplimentary sense?
Well, yeah, I say you stuck up.
All right, but if you said use the word common about a girl being common, do you mean something other than something good?
No.
Okay.
No. I use the same term.
All right. An old person.